在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Raise your travel dreams to their upright and locked positions. Join us now as we discover the ins and outs of travels in Europe.
Bonjour, I'm Rick Steves, your next best thing to a plane ticket. This week we're in Paris. Lots of people consider this Europe's most romantic city. April in Paris, extravagant nightlife,Gourmet cooking, elegant boulevards, sidewalk cafes. Paris is all of that. Experienced travelers return again and again, as I have over the last 20 years. I don't get tired of this city. Join us here in France's beautiful capital as we continue our grand tour of Europe.
If you've been with us from the beginning, you'll know that we began our tour in Amsterdam, worked our way through Germany and Austria,down into Italy, back up through Switzerland, and now into Paris. We've been sharing practical tips on traveling in Europe, discovering out-of-the-way spots, and picking up points to make the history and art fun. In this program, we'll use the continent's best subway system to learn some public transportation skills to help us get around Europe's big cities. We'll go back 200 years into the neoclassical age,the age of the Revolution and Napoleon. And we'll take a short side trip to the ultimate chateau, Chantilly. I know, that's supposed to be Chantilly. But for the sake of clarity, or humor if you speak French, I'll be pronouncing lots of French place names in English. We won't spend much time at the big attractions. In a tourist destination like Paris, even a first-time traveler knows to see the Notre Dame.The Arc de Triomphe, and the Champs-Élysées. You'll see the famous art museums of Paris, and no one misses the Eiffel Tower. Do all that, but we're going to some of the places the average tourist misses.
Bluegrass in the Paris metro? You bet. This city swings to a symphony of international sights and sounds. Banjo players in the subway, artists, street performers. I always expect the unexpected here.